Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God, which is the basis for our meditation this morning, is recorded in St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, the third chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is our text. The Apostle Paul, as that one who is born out of due time, is our Lord's theologian of justification through faith alone, by grace alone. And yet he does not neglect to exhort Christians to live lives of holiness or of sanctification. For example, be therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be imitators of God as dear children. Or the expression in last Sunday's lesson from 1 Thessalonians, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, and so on. And he goes on, God did not call us to uncleanness, but to cleanness. And there is nothing puzzling about what he says. It is God's will that the lives of his children in this world be holy or sanctified. However, we often have difficulty squaring that call of holiness to holiness with St. Paul's blunt words, which are also addressed to Christians. The good that I want to do, I do not do, but the evil that I do not want to do, I keep on doing. Or, there is none that does good, no, not one. So how does that agree with the clear teaching of God's word, which is also proclaimed so clearly by Paul, that we are saved through Christ's righteousness alone and not by our own holy lives? In this text from his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul does, in fact, square that, all of that for us. When he says, for example, it is not that I have already attained or am already perfected. Paul is referring, in a sense, back to his a previous verse in this chapter when he says, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, or in other words, rise to the eternal life in heaven. But Paul also refers back to some things that he did as a Pharisee, which certainly were regarded as works of holiness, expected especially from the true believer among the Jews, par excellence, a Pharisee. He had done all the works that the law required. So the Pharisees could claim. He was circumcised. He observed the law, at least outwardly. He was blameless. And maybe in the most recent past, that special star, he persecuted Christians. Now, all of these things were works of the flesh. That is, they were outward actions that could be seen. And as a Pharisee, Paul along with Pharisees that Jesus met in his ministry in Palestine, that they could all pride themselves in that. But now Paul indicates that all of that is behind him. And that's quite an expression that he uses, that Christ Jesus has also laid a hold of me. And he looks forward to the resurrection. But even now as a child of God, or especially now as a child of God, he lives by hope. As a child of hope, he has not attained. He has not been perfected. So he is both saint and sinner in the here and now. Now, Paul knows that these outward works of the child of hope, outward obedience to the commandments, are not the sanctification or the holiness with which he will rise to eternal life. The true sanctification, in its perfect sense, the perfect holiness with which he will have eternal life, is found only in Christ, his Lord, and his righteousness, his life and his suffering and his death. It's not something that Paul himself, by his efforts, attains. It isn't perfected in this life, and it won't be so long as he has that human flesh. He's acknowledged that earlier in this chapter. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. And it's that righteousness that Paul looks forward to. A prize, he calls it. A prize not as a reward for work, but a reward of grace. To stand before God fully and perfectly sanctified, not because of his own righteousness, but the righteousness, the sanctification of Jesus Christ himself, which Paul and all the rest of us alike receive through faith. It becomes my righteousness because it is given to me by God's grace through faith. It simply believes the promise of God's word that I stand before God in no other way than with the righteousness of Christ himself. Now, Paul, as we do, already has this through faith in God's promise. And so he knows that he stands before God now already as a righteous, perfect, holy saint, completely sanctified in God's sight, but still with his sinful human flesh as the reality of life here and now. But the prize will be his fully at the resurrection, or as Paul calls it, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Then he will stand before God as nothing but a saint, with his flesh having been crucified in the dust of death, and as the new man who sees God just as Job did with his own eyes. And so even if I haven't attained this sanctification, this holiness with my own hands and head and heart, I have it through faith in Christ. It really is mine. And that is how my God now regards me. He sees me through Christ. Now I live under his forgiveness and his promise, walking as a child of light, but living according to his law and receiving his daily forgiveness through his word. And that takes Paul back to the theme that he had expressed way back at the beginning of his letter to the Philippians, and some words which we often hear. And now may he who has begun the good work in you perfected until the day of Jesus Christ. That remains our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.